new round of verbal volleys, raising tensions between Tehran and the West to new heights today. During a photo op with the Pakistani Prime Minister at the White House, U.S. President Donald Trump told reporters that Washington is ready for what he said, in his words, the absolute worst from Iran. He called Iran the number one state of terror in the world. The U.S. president's comments came hours after Iran announced it had captured 17 U.S. spies over the past year and sentenced some of them to death. The Trump administration is rejecting that claim. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
Tehran says it captured 17 Iranian nationals recruited by the CIA to spy on Iran's nuclear and military sites and says some of the alleged spies have already been given death sentences. President Trump says Iran's claim has zero truth. And on Fox and Friends,
the Iranian regime has a long history of lying.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, a former CIA chief, would not give any specifics about the arrests. An Iranian official says the CIA promised the alleged spies visas or jobs in America and says some have already turned and are now working against the U.S. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The health minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo resigned Monday after he was dismissed as head of the team tackling a persistent Ebola outbreak. As of July 20th, 1,643 people have died among nearly 2,500 confirmed cases of Ebola. That's a fatality rate of about 66%. The World Health Organization has classified the outbreak as an international health emergency. And India on Monday launched a mission to land a rover on an unexplored area of the moon. If it's successful, it would make it the fourth nation in the world to make a moon landing. The United States is the only one who's put an astronaut on the moon. You're listening to VOA News. Special Counsel Robert Mueller will testify before two House committees on Wednesday. AP Washington correspondent Matt Small reports.
House Republicans are pledging to